Masechet Zivachim Perek Yordalir Mishnah Gimel. In the last Mishnah we mentioned somebody who's Mechusar Zeman. He was premature with a Korban in terms of time, that the Korban was unfit at that moment in time to be offered inside. And therefore, once a person offered it outside the proper spot, we say he would be Patur. We'll elaborate on that detail. Mishnah says, Mechusar Zeman, a Korban that was premature, a korban that was unfit at that time to be offered, ben begufo, ben bibalav, whether we're talking about premature in terms of itself, it didn't reach the 8-day-old mark yet, the minimum for a korban to be offered is 8 days, or ben bibalav, it's premature in relation to its owner, the owner's obligation to bring that korban has not arrived yet. Ezehu mechusar zman bibalav, what's an example of somebody who is premature in terms of the owner. The owner's obligation didn't kick in yet. And therefore, if the animal was brought outside, the person would be patur. He would be exempt from a problem because it wasn't ra'ui bifnim. It wasn't, at that moment in time, fit to be offered inside. So what are those examples? Hazav v'hazava v'yoledet u'metzora. Zav or zava. A zav is a man who has a discharge, and after a certain amount of time, on the 8th day of cleanliness, where he doesn't have any discharges, he would have to bring a certain korbanot. A zava is a woman who has her period, or she's bleeding from her uterus, not during the normal time of the month. So she also has to count 7 clean days and bring a korban afterwards. A yoledet counts 40 days from the birth of a boy, or 80 days from the birth of a girl. And on that day, 40 or 80, she would bring a lamb as an ola and a bird as a hatat. A mitzora, somebody who has leprosy. After they heal, there's a 7-day purification process. On the 8th day, they would bring korbanot. So all of these people we're mentioning, shekrivu hatatam ve'ashamam bahutz, if they offered their korban hatat or in asham outside before the proper time that they were supposed to bring their offerings, so that before that date arrived, peturim, they're not liable because at that moment in time, the offerings are premature and therefore they would not be accepted inside the Beit HaMikdash. So when they offer them outside, the people would be patur. Olotehem v'shalmehem b'chutz hayavim. But if we're talking about a korban ola or a korban shelamim that were brought outside before the proper time, then the owners would be liable because the ola and the shelamim can be brought at any time as voluntary korbanot, so therefore they're considered to be fit in some capacity to be brought inside. So if a person offered them outside, they would be liable for offering them up in the wrong spot. We'll now list things that are supposed to be eaten as opposed to burned outside on a mizbeach, and we'll also list types of avodah where a person is not liable for doing them outside because they're not considered to be completion avodot, as we'll elaborate on. Mishnah says, Hamale mi besar hatat, mi besar asham, mi besar kache kadashim, mi besar kadashim kalim. If somebody offered up onto the mizbeach outside the proper spot, outside the Beit HaMikdash, the meat of a korban hatat, the meat of a korban asham, the meat of kache kadashim, or the meat of kadashim kalim, all these that we're mentioning here, the meat are talking about the part that is supposed to be eaten by people, not the emurin, which is supposed to be burned on the mizbeach. So all of these items that were offered outside, umotar ha'omer, or the remainder of the omer offering brought on the 2nd day of Pesach, with mincha offering, like the omer, a kometz is separated from the omer, it's offered on the mizbeach, and the remainder is eaten by the kohanim. So we're talking about the remainder over here, which is not usually put on the mizbeach, but eaten by kohanim. Ushte alechem, the 2 loaves brought on Shavuot, they're also eaten by the Kohanim, and they're not offered on the Mizbeach. The Lechem HaPanim, are the showbreads that are eaten by the Kohanim every Shabbat. Ushayere Menachot, the remainder of the Menacha offerings after the Kometz was separated. All of these that we mentioned above are supposed to be eaten. If they were offered on a Mizbeach outside of the Beit HaMikdash, where they're not supposed to be offered, in all of those cases, the person would not be liable, like we'll mention at the end, because all of these are not supposed to be offered up. They're supposed to be eaten. So therefore, a person is not doing something that is within the realm of an avodah. Hayotzek habolil, the avodot, where a person is not liable for doing them outside the different services, someone who pours the oil on a mincha offering, or who mixes the oil with flour. Hapotot, someone who breaks the baked or fried mincha into pieces. Hamoleach, someone who salts the korban. Hamenif, someone who waves the korban. Hamegish, someone who brings the mincha offering near. Hamesadev tashulchan, someone who sets lechem panim on the table, on the shulchan, in the mishkan or the Beit HaMikdash. Hametiv et hanerot, someone who prepares the lamps by the menorah, by clearing out the remnants of last night's wicks and oil and preparing fresh ones. Hakobet, someone who separates the kometz from the mincha offering. Hamekabel damim, or someone who catches the blood of an animal offering in a klesharet after it's slaughtered. Bahutz, if he does any of these avodot outside the proper spot, patur, in all these cases, he is not liable either, because the korban we're talking about was meant to be eaten. That's the first category that we spoke about. And it's not supposed to be offered up on the Mizbeach. Or in the last ones that we mentioned, a person's not liable for doing the avodah outside unless it's the completion avodah for that item. In all the cases that we mentioned over here, they're not considered to be the completion of that item. For example, we know that the one mentioned in the Torah is a person who burns a korban outside the proper spot. That's a completion act. It's the last stage of what's going on. So anything that's similar to that would fall under that category. But what we mentioned here so far are things that do not fit into that category, and a person would be patur. They would be exempt if they went through with doing any of these avodot outside. Now we'll compare all the different types of avodot that we mentioned that are not completion avodot. They have other similarities between them. In Hayavin Alav, a person is not liable to death by Shamayim for doing this inside, but in the improper way. Lo Meshum Zarut, not for doing it if he is a non-Kohen. If a non-Kohen who serves in the Beit HaMikdash, he usually receives Mita Bidei Shamayim. But we're learning over here that doesn't apply to non-Kohanim who are doing any of the non-completion avodot, only the ones that are the last actions, the significant actions. Not for if a person was in a state of impurity and he worked in the Beit HaMikdash on one of these avodot that we mentioned here as well. He usually, in a general case, a completion act would receive mitah bidei shamayim. He'd be put to death by the heavens. But over here, since nothing we mentioned was a completion act, he would not be put to death by the shamayim. Velo mishum mechusad begadim. Not for doing the avodah that we mentioned, when he wasn't wearing all the proper garments of a Kohen. Over here, if he did that with one of these avodot, he wouldn't be liable because it's not considered to be a completion act. Also, he wouldn't be punished for not doing it without washing his hands or feet. Normally, a Kohen has to wash his hands or feet before he does the avodah. Everything we mentioned over here, a non-Kohen, somebody who was tameh, somebody who didn't have the proper clothing, somebody who didn't wash properly, if they did one of the avodot that we mentioned earlier, which are non-completion avodot, they would indeed invalidate the korban, but they would not receive mitah bidei shamayim for doing so, because mitah bidei shamayim, the death penalty from the heavens, only applies to the cases that are considered to be completion acts.